Powering the Future. Welcome to Powering the Future, a podcast series where you will hear from industry experts and academicians on topics that impact us as an individual and as a professional.
In this fourth episode of our Asset Integrity Management podcast series, Mr. Dominic Alton from TÜV SÜD is in discussion with Mr. Herman Schubert, Head of Digital and Continuous Inspection Industry Services at TÜV SÜD, on the topic of acoustic emission testing. This is Stephanie, handing over to Mr. Alton, the host for this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we have the privilege of welcoming Mr. Schubert, a remarkable figure in the realm of metallurgical engineering and advanced non-destructive testing. Mr. Schubert is a Brazilian-born German citizen and a global senior metallurgical engineer with large expertise in damage mechanisms and advanced non-destructive testing techniques. In the industry, Mr. Schubert is particularly renowned for his pioneering work in smart inspections and asset health monitoring. Mr. Schubert's expertise extends across a spectrum of non-traditional methods, where his profound understanding of damage mechanisms helps customers to set up advantageous smart inspection regimes. As a level 3 professional in acoustic emission testing and ultrasonic testing, along with being a level 2 expert in guided ultrasonics, he stands at the forefront of cutting-edge advanced NDT methodologies and plays a pivotal role in many developments. Since 2012, Mr. Schubert has been a driving force in Germany's petrochemical industry, contributing significantly to various industrial plant operators' endeavors to understand and enhance the integrity of their assets. His impact spans globally, having played crucial roles in industrial projects worldwide. Lately, Mr. Schubert has been highly instrumental in shaping the landscape of acoustic emission testing technology. Currently serving as the Global Line Manager for Acoustic Emission at TÜV SÜD, Mr. Schubert leads initiatives in inspector qualifications, spearheads innovation projects, and oversees quality management aspects related to this smart industrial solution. His dedication and expertise have propelled advancements in the field, elevating standards and paving the way for transformative innovation. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Schubert as we delve into the fascinating world of acoustic emission testing and the pioneering strides being made under his guidance and expertise. Mr. Schubert, it's a pleasure to have you here. Let's dive into the world of acoustic emission testing. Firstly, what drew you to AT and what makes it so fascinating for you personally?
Thank you for having me. Acoustic emission testing's appeal lies in the ability to capture the dynamics of materials in real time without disturbing ongoing operations. Imagine observing the heartbeat of industrial assets, like pressure piping and pressure vessels, detecting deterioration changes before they escalate and become a catastrophic failure. That's what excites me, this real-time insight into materials health. All I need to do is to listen carefully to what industrial asset is telling me. So, I place my sensors at different places, and when there is something going wrong, for instance, a crack-like anomaly that is active, that is growing, I can locate it with high accuracy and then go there and chase the assessments with other NDT techniques to figure out how large it is and what geometry it has. Then I hand over the results to our fitness for service experts. Then they can calculate what is the impact of that discontinuity on mechanical integrity assets. And depending on the operation conditions, plant operators do not have to stop the production while I'm doing my work.
It sounds intriguing. To me, it looks like you're playing a medical doctor, but you do so with industrial assets. Doctors wear sometimes stethoscope on the ears, and with it, they can also listen to the human body and allocate anomalies if there are some. But let's get back to acoustic emission. For our audience wanting to venture into this field, what's the pathway to become an ET expert?
It's a complex journey, Mr. Alton. A journey through mechanical engineering, specialized education in materials, knowledge on degradation mechanisms, stress analysis, and fundamentally, hands-on non-destructive testing qualifications and experience. Level 2 certifications in AT methods is the minimum to recommend. Practical experience is indispensable. Working on diverse projects helps to understand the nuance of different materials and structures. International certifications in AT methods are essential, but continuous learning and staying up to date with innovations play a pivotal role in becoming proficient in this field.
Acoustic emission testing is gaining more and more traction in the realm of mechanical integrity assurance. What, in your view, is driving its increasing relevance as one of the most value-adding non-destructive testing technologies?
The increasing relevance of acoustic emission testing is rooted in its unique capabilities to offer more safety to industrial installations. Traditional NDT methods often rely on periodic assessments, which might miss slight changes in material behavior. Acoustic emission testing, or let's use its abbreviation, AT. AT, on the other hand, offers continuous monitoring, providing real-time insights into structural integrity. This shift from reactive to proactive maintenance is helpful in preventing failures and optimizing asset performance. But it's not only the safety aspect. There are also financial benefits. Plant operators do reduce costs while increasing safety and while getting continuous information on the mechanical integrity of their assets.
Mr. Schubert, considering your expertise, why should industrial plant operators actively advocate for the adoption of acoustic emission testing in their operations?
Industrial plant operators stand to gain significantly to embracing AT in their operations. Firstly, AT offers a proactive approach to asset integrity management. By continuously monitoring assets, operators gain real-time insight into potential damage, allowing for early intervention and prevention of catastrophic failures. This not only minimizes downtime, but also reduces maintenance costs in the long run. Additionally, with its capability to detect evolving damage mechanisms, AT facilitates more informed decision-making for maintenance strategies, optimizing the lifespan of critical assets. Overall, the shift towards AT empowers plant operators with a more predictive, sustainable, and cost-effective asset management approach.
Could you delve deeper into the strengths and limitations of AT?
AT's strength lies in its sensitivity to detect active, minuscule, stress-induced emissions, which are precursors to structural anomalies. These emissions, when analyzed carefully, offer insights into the nature, location, and severity of the evolving damage. However, the interpretation of these signals demands a nuanced understanding of material behavior, as environmental noise can obscure crucial data points. Additionally, differentiating between various signal sources, crack propagation, friction, or external disturbance, requires sophisticated signal processing algorithms and expert analysis.
When is AT the optimal choice for NDT, and how is it used in combination with other NDT testing methods?
AT shines brightest in scenarios involving dynamic structures subjected to varying loads or cyclic stresses. Its ability to detect damage propagation in real time, especially in high-stress areas prone to fatigue, makes it indispensable. Furthermore, its continuous monitoring capability is the real complementary feature that can redefine the landscape of NDT. Mr. Alton, you have to simply imagine a future where structures self-report their integrity status, leading in an area of predictive maintenance, minimizing risks, and optimizing operational efficiency.
Mr. Schubert, what are the most prevalent assets subjected to acoustic emission testing, and what factors contribute to their examination?
AT is commonly applied to a diverse array of critical infrastructure within the chemical and petrochemical industry, including pressure vessels, reactors, columns, and storage tanks. These assets undergo acoustic emission testing due to their vulnerability to stress-induced anomalies, including corrosion, material fatigue, and structural degradation. The comprehensive testing facilitated by acoustic emissions enables the early detection of potential issues, thereby ensuring a proactive approach to maintenance, heightened safety measures, and the continual optimization of asset integrity during their operational life cycle. AT emerged as the method of choice for specific assets where conventional testing approach presents limitations and where the damage mechanism allows it. This preference arises in scenarios where conducting a hydrostatic test is impractical, internal inspections pose significant safety risks, or where the economic considerations, notably the high costs associated with catalysts, deter alternative methodologies. AT in this instance proves to be the predestinated testing method, offering a non-intrusive and cost-effective means of assessing asset integrity while mitigating inherent operational challenge. In adherence to country-specific regulations, these assets are subjected to severe requalification standards, necessitating periodic internal and external inspections, as well as pressure tests. These rigorous evaluations are essential to certify the assets' ongoing operational safety and compliance with industry standards.
So based on country-specific regulations, AT can or cannot be used? That's confusing. Can you explain it better?
That is correct, Mr. Alton. It's really confusing. The use of acoustic emission testing is intricately nuanced, varying from one country to another. While acoustic emission is recognized and valued as a non-destructive testing method, particularly for screening assets and identifying discontinuity, its acceptance faced challenges. Being a qualitative rather than a quantitative method, some regulatory bodies and local associations responsible for approving test methods and certifying vessels may show reluctance due to the perceived lack of understanding. Over the course of my nearly 25 years of experience, I have consistently encountered this initial resistance. The journey involved demonstrating the tangible benefits of acoustic emission and establishing its value, a process that, still time-consuming, is imperative for fostering acceptance and integration into industry standards.
I understand that AT is an integral part of asset integrity management. Could you please elaborate on how AT relates to other areas of AIM? Take, for instance, fitness for service and risk-based inspection.
You're right, Mr. Alt. Like any other NDT discipline, AT serves as a cornerstone in the realms of fitness for service, risk-based inspection, and asset integrity management. In fitness for service assessments, it assists in identifying evolving damage mechanisms, allowing for a more accurate estimation of remaining structural life. In short, it helps to identify where growth rates of potential anomalies, like cracking, must be adjusted. For RBI, AT's ability to detect incipient failures assists in prioritizing inspections, focusing on critical areas. Additionally, in asset integrity management, AT provides continuous data streams that enable a comprehensive understanding of asset health, facilitating informed decision-making for maintenance strategies and extending asset lifespan. And see, it's not only about RBI or fitness for service or NDT or AT. It's about a whole approach to advanced asset integrity management. In such an overall approach, customers can benefit the maximum.
Fascinating. And I think you're totally right in that plant operators should consider a holistic approach to asset integrity management, as then safety will be highest and total cost of ownership will be at an optimum level. Mr. Schubert, looking towards the future, what developments do you envision for AT? Continuous monitoring or AI integration, perhaps?
The future of AT holds promise in evolution towards seamless integration with advanced technologies. Continuous monitoring systems empowered by sophisticated sensors will be the standard, providing an uninterrupted stream of real-time data. Coupled with artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms, these systems will not only support in making anomalies detection more reliable, but also help predict potential failure modes based on historical patterns with far higher accuracy. This convergence of AT with AI will not only enhance predictive capabilities, but also refine our understanding of structural behavior, improving asset management practice across industries.
Reflecting on your journey, would you choose this field again if you had to start over?
Without a second thought, AT isn't just a field. It's a dynamic tapestry of science, engineering, and problem solving. The continuous challenge, the thrill, the unraveling structural mysteries, and most importantly, the opportunity to contribute to the safety and reliability of critical infrastructure are incredibly fulfilling. If I were to start over, I would choose this path again in a heartbeat.
Your focus areas in advanced NDT and asset integrity management carry significant weight in industrial operations. How do you believe these focus areas contribute to fostering a more sustainable world and aiding decarbonization efforts?
Absolutely. Sustainability and decarbonization are critical for the future for our only planet. My focus on advanced NDT, especially AT, contributes directly to these objectives. By enabling early detection and monitoring of structural damage, AT minimizes unnecessary maintenance, reducing material wastage and energy consumption associated with reactive repairs. Additionally, through accurate assessment of asset health, it facilitates optimized maintenance schedules, prolonging the life of critical infrastructure and reducing the need for frequent replacement. This, in turn, supports a more sustainable utilization of resources and aligns with decarbonization goals by minimizing the carbon footprint associated with production, repair, and replacement processes.
With your extensive experience, what recommendations would you offer to young engineers and plant operators entering the industry today?
For young engineers and operators entering the industry, I would emphasize the importance of curiosity and continual learning. Technology and methodologies evolve rapidly. Therefore, staying updated is crucial. Seek opportunities to dig into various aspects of engineering, from material science to cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence and Internet of Things. Additionally, don't underestimate the value of practical experience. Engage in diverse projects, as hands-on exposure provides insights that theory alone cannot offer. Finally, embrace challenge and foster a mindset of innovation. The industry constantly seeks innovation solutions, and your fresh best perspective could drive transformative changes.
Thank you very much for these insights. I really enjoyed talking to you on this subject. To me, the key learning is that with AT, you provide plant operators with a unique solution that helps to detect unseen anomalies right from the beginning. You can exactly pinpoint where they are, and you can continuously monitor their behavior. On this way, plant operators can take action far ahead of time and so increase safety. Once again, thank you very much, Mr. Schubert.
Thank you.
With that, we come to the end of this episode today. I would just like to remind our listeners that all episodes will be made available online. You may also subscribe to our podcast channel across all major streaming platforms. Thank you once again for listening, and we look forward to catching up with you on Toolsuit next episode of Powering the Future.